Hi.
Welcome to the Why Not Podcast, Spill the Tea. I'm Darby.
I'm Alyssa.
If you're new here, welcome. We appreciate it. But if you are coming back and returning, we appreciate that maybe even a little more. Wow, I actually kind of nailed that a little bit. The first. We're a hot mess. If you are new here, we're always struggling. We own Struggle Bus Incorporated.
Yep, it's ours. But if you want to join, hop on.
There's always room on that bus.
Yeah. Sometimes it's fun. Other times, I hate my life.
Other times, it's just scream into the void.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which can be fun.
We can go do Rain Angels.
We can go do a rain. It's so cold.
Yeah.
Guys, we're filming this on Tuesday. On Friday, it was 82 degrees with a lovely little breeze.
I was golfing in a skirt and a t-shirt.
It was beautiful.
And today, it is 37 degrees, snowing and raining.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah,
we're going to wake up to a world of ice tomorrow at this rate.
I'm so... so in love with South Dakota.
Yeah. It's so fun. Ugh. I question my sanity living in this state every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Which is wild, because you'd think living here our whole lives, we'd be used to it, but you never are.
Doesn't make me any less angry.
That fucking too.
At all, no. Actually. I really hate it.
Yeah. But I also don't want to move to, like, a warm tropical state because icky crawly things and slithery little snakes.
Yeah.
Hail to the nah, dog.
Choices.
Choices.
You know?
Choices.
We just picked the 60 mile an hour winds and...
negative 50 degree temperatures to 110 degrees, you know?
Yeah.
It's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
You should all move here.
Don't do it.
Don't actually do it. We had ourselves another weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Went a little hard in the paint.
I did
hard. We went out Friday.
Paced myself as much as I could Friday. Until the bartender started... fucking pouring shots down our throat.
Oh my god. Legitimately.
Literally pouring shots down our throat.
A little upside down margarita.
That was actually good.
It was delish until, like, when it shook my head. And it was what, an upside down margarita?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because she pours tequila and triple sec in your mouth, puts salt in it, pours lime juice on top. You shake your head and you swallow. And that movement between a little went down the wrong pipe, I was already drunk, and then the shaking, I immediately hand my drink to Mike, walk into the bathroom, look at the toilet, and scream at it.
At least you didn't keep your mouth open when shaking it like Kat did.
Did she?
It went all over her hair.
Oh, no. See, that was the worst part about me having to vomit, is I went first and I missed everyone.
I looked at her after she did it, and she's like, oh, it's in my hair. I'm like, you're lucky that's the only place it is.
Yeah, no shit. It was delish, though. So were those applesauce shots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was so yummy.
Yeah, Andy said the one that they took was really good, too.
Mike did, too. He really liked that one. It's called, like, a wet cooter.
Yeah.
And then, did we take another shot?
No, I think we took two and they took one.
That sounds right.
News on that.
Yeah?
We went to Perkins the next morning and Kat took Alex to his truck and me to my car.
Oh, nice.
Guess who we ran into at Perkins?
Who?
Terry the bartender.
Terry! I love Terry. Terry, if you are ever watching this... you're the best.
It was so goddamn funny.
I love
Pat
that.
Pat saw her and was like, oh my god, Terry! And she's like, these are the people I was telling you guys about!
Oh no!
She's like, god, you guys were so much fun.
We have to go back. The karaoke was really fun. Like,
yeah, we'll be back there again.
We'll be back there
again. For sure.
That was such a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hated that place for a long time. Found a new love.
New love. You went there with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Made it a grand old time. I was dying the next day.
I wasn't.
I was not good. We had Lewis's birthday. Shout out, Lulu. And he wanted to do breweries downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So we met up at, I think it was 2 o'clock. And we started at Severance. And Severance has coffee beer. Oh, it was so good. It revived me.
Hell
which
yeah.
Which was great. Except then I was like, let's go, bitches.
And let's fucking do it.
Got drunk again. On Saturday.
Kat and Andy struggled to, like, force beers down at the hotel. And me and Alex were like, they're fucking great.
I wasn't okay. I wasn't good. Sunday morning, I wake up and I was like, the world hates me. Everyone hates me. You were a total fucking idiot all week. Like, the anxiety was so real and so strong. I was just so not okay.
Oh, no.
Mike was like, are we going to the gym today? And I was like, yes, I need to sweat my sins out. And, I need to take the hate that I have for myself and put it towards
the gym. Put it somewhere. And that's a good place to put it.
It did help for a bit. Jordan stopped by before he headed to Minnesota to work for the week. And he was like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm not. But neither was he, so it was fine.
That's awesome. I love that for you guys.
I didn't. I really hated Sunday.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I didn't sleep at the hotel.
Yeah.
Like, for maybe 2 hours.
That's.
We got up and went down and got breakfast. And you have Isla just sitting in the chair, eating her yogurt, and she's going, I'm like, girl, you're a whole different person today, because she was the devil the night before.
I love Isla so much.
Oh my god, it was so funny, I was dying.
She's such a hoot and a half.
Yeah. Waylon went down the big slide.
Yay!
He's obsessed now.
Good.
Yeah.
About time, my
I
guy.
I know. He, like, Harvey goes, just come over here and watch me. It's not scary, I promise. So Harvey went down and Waylon watched, and then Waylon comes running. Mom, I need my floaties. I'm going down. And we're like, you're what? He's like, I'm going down the big slide. And I was like, all right, we're coming to watch.
Yeah. Aw, good for
comes
him.
Comes down with the biggest smile on his face.
Proud of that little man.
Yep. And then he did it all night. And then after breakfast the next morning, we went in back to the pool.
Yeah?
Yep.
Sounds about right. Probably
yeah.
A fun time, though.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Also, they had a travel agent rate, which was great.
Ooh. Love that.
Yeah.
Which hotel did you go to?
The Ramkota.
Oh, okay. Yep. That's a good one.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
And it was super nice because, like, all the pools in there, Harvey could fully touch.
That's nice.
Like, even, like, the pool that had nothing in it but was just there to swim, it was only 3 feet 6 inches. Oh. So he could touch. It was great. He didn't have to wear floaties. We didn't have to, like,
be nervous.
Scare him down the whole time.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was really nice. Hell yeah.
It was great.
Love that for you guys.
Me too.
Yeah, he said it's better than me just getting trashed off craft beers. I did have, we went to Monk's because me and one other gal were the only two that had been there. And I did get pickle pie pizza. It was It's a flatbread pizza with pepperoni, pickles, bacon, and potato chips. It's phenomenal.
That sounds really good.
That did revive me quite a bit.
That sounds great, actually.
It was really yummy. Finished my night off with an espresso martini.
As you should.
Ah, delish.
Hell yeah.
Went home. Died. Sad part was, is I went to bed at like 9:30, 10. Woke up at 2 a.m. And of course, with me, I can't go back to sleep.
Just wide awake, yeah.
Yep. I think I got another 2-hour nap in after I stayed up for hours after. Yeah.
Yeah, we got home Sunday. And Andy's like, I'm going to be productive. And I go, you have fun with that. He's like, I need to get the extra mattress out of the downstairs and like to the storage unit. He goes, I'm going to need your help. And I go, I'm going to need a nap. And he goes, all right, I won't need your help. I took like a 20-minute nap.
Because,
you know, Harvey and Waylon go straight past Dad to me for everything.
Yeah.
So just the 20-minute nap. We did go to bed early, though.
That's nice. I went to bed early on Sunday, too. I was like, I have to. Or I'm going to be absolutely... Which, I mean, doesn't matter, because I've been sleeping like shit lately.
Yeah.
I have been having the most vivid nightmares of my life. The last,
of
like,
me killing weeks. You.
You want to kill me.
Oh.
Bitch, you ain't succeeded yet.
Yet.
I killed Ryan. Sorry, my man. You were trying to kill me, but I had to kill you.
Suck, idiot.
That's how I figured out she was trying to kill me. It's been wild. Or it's been, like, superhero type stuff where, like, it's on me to save the world. And it's, like, and it's so realistic. I'm, like, waking up sweating with an elevated heart rate. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I'm not, like, resting.
Right.
Like, I'm more exhausted when I wake up now than when I went to bed. It's been...
I feel that.
And my magnesium's not working anymore.
Did you take a break from it, maybe?
I did. I took, like, a nice little break. I took it. I was like, I'm gonna get a really nice sleep. No, I was in a fever, like, dream all night. Where even Mike was like, you were just, like, sit up and kind of look around. Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's been great. I'm slowly going insane right now. So anyways.
So if there's a doctor out there, what is causing this?
Maybe a priest? Maybe I'm possessed? I don't know.
Apparently all of her friends want to kill her.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna become like that paranoid person that's like...
So jumpy around all
so
of
jumpy.
Us.
Can start prepping like a doomsday. Sleep with a knife under my pillow.
I'm coming. Go have a nightmare about that.
Thanks for that. Well, I'll figure it out. Sometimes I just go through these weird patterns that last like a month and a half.
Mine have been vivid ever since I started taking sleep medicine.
Yeah.
But just recently I've been having, like, sweat dreams.
Yeah. I hate those.
Never had one in my entire life until, like, a week ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I apologize. They suck.
Yeah. And then I'm, like, freezing, but I'm sweating.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I want the blankets off of me or on me.
They always end up, like, in a weird zigzag across my body.
Same. And then I have Waylon's arm like this, and I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm just dying.
The cats will try to come snuggle me, and I'm just like, no, I can't, guys. Don't touch me right now.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No, not even close. Or, like, Mike's been really snuggly the last couple nights, which... It's just him being sweet. Like, if he knows I'm, like, tossing and turning, he tries to get closer to me. But it's just like, get away. Boo.
Don't be sweet.
Don't be sweet. Get your
Let me hate my life, my day.
It's a fun time.
The other fun part of this weekend was our Do Not Open Snapchat.
Yes, which I immediately opened at the bar.
So did Alex. You and Alex and Mike did.
Yes. It said do not open, and I went, ooh, I gotta open it.
Alex goes, well, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to open it. Kat goes, you dumbass, it literally says do not open.
I only opened the first video, and then I didn't open it until the next morning. So.
He opened all of them.
I did not. I waited until the next morning.
And he goes, I didn't even send any in there. And I go, yeah, you did. And he goes, I did? And I go, well, your phone did.
I also realized that the next day I was like, Alyssa was taking these, though. Yeah. I didn't realize you had Andy's phone.
My phone was in the purse. In my purse on the floor.
Oh.
And Andy's was just sitting on the bar. So I was like, ooh.
The only snap that we sent was taken by me. Because, no, Mike did not take that photo.
No. I did. No, but that was a good time.
That was a good time. We're going to have to do that again.
Yeah, but like a whole weekend.
A whole weekend. Like, especially the next trip we do. Like,
yeah.
We can have, like, our group chat that we use to communicate and then just do, like, a separate one, and it's like, don't open this.
Yeah.
Do not open.
Even if we don't watch it all together at the end, it's just funny to go back and, like, watch how the night plays out.
Yeah. I think, well, we couldn't do that because they will expire, but what we could do is, like, the first night, don't open. We always do breakfast with each other.
Mm-hmm. We could open it at breakfast, and then...
Open it at breakfast and be like, heh, idiots.
Yeah. That would be so fun.
That'd be fun. The game that we played at the bar?
Words are hard.
Words are hard?
Words are fucking hard.
Words are so fucking hard.
If you guys haven't seen the card game, Words Are Hard, look it up on TikTok.
Yep.
You need to buy it.
It's so fun.
It was so fun. We had so many weird looks from the words we were saying.
So, it's a little... disc. They're really thin pieces of paper about the size of this coaster, and it'll have the picture of... Did I just fuck something up?
No.
I can't hear myself.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Sorry, guys.
Whoops. So it'd have, like, a picture of an elephant, right? And someone has to come up with a word that starts with the letter E. So whatever the picture is, you have to come up with a word... of, like, that has the same first letter.
But it cannot be that word.
It can't be that word. Yeah, we had some wild words just being yelled at the bar. Or!
Yeah, there was a lot of inappropriate ones.
That was great.
Which was awesome.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people around us. I don't remember what Alex said. But there was one guy playing darts behind him. And I just watched him go. And then slowly turn back around. And I was like, yeah.
It wasn't a PG word, I can tell you that.
No. But it wasn't the worst one that was said.
Oh, God, no. It was so much fun. Me and Andy really were neck and neck there.
Mm-hmm.
Fucker got one more card than me. Bullshit.
Yeah, once we let in the, you can say doubles.
Yeah.
Then you guys just went for it.
I tried to come up with new things still. But it's really hard when so many words start with the letter S.
Yeah.
That was a good time. I like bringing card games to bars. We have to keep doing that.
Yeah, that was great.
We actually have one that we can bring next time that I got at White Elephant. It's called Sriracha.
Ooh.
It's a little card game. That'll be the next one that we bring.
Hell yeah. For it.
For it.
If you guys haven't ever brought in a card game to a bar,
do it.
Do it.
And we, like, that was a thing in college. The pub in Vermilion. That was, like, a thing. And they actually had a few, like, card games that then you could pull and bring into the booth, mm-hmm. and it was just so much fun. It was a great time.
It's always a good time.
Games are fun.
Games are great.
Games are amazing.
Yeah.
Did really bad at pool. I remember that.
I didn't play because I am really bad at pool. Kat fucking murdered Andy in pool.
Kat's so good at pool. She's insane.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yep.
I'd be like, teach me your ways. I suck at this.
Help me.
Help me, help me. I don't, there's like a song attached to that, but that's the only part I know.
Jesus Christ.
Ayo. It's a good time. Song. Don't do that.
It's been a long day.
I had Milani with my workout.
Good for you.
Before I came over, so.
I'd be up all night.
Oh, I won't. Not even a little. But
whatever.
That's because people are like, oh, you can't sleep because you drink so much caffeine. No, that's not it. I can go a whole day without caffeine and still not sleep at night.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I actually probably wouldn't be up all night.
I don't think you would.
I have a really high caffeine metabolism.
That's right. You discovered that with your little...
Which, and I always knew it.
Yeah.
But it just makes sense.
Yeah. I'm guessing I also have a high caffeine metabolism.
Probably.
It would make a lot of sense.
Like, I can drink, like, 4 of them. And not feel the caffeine part.
Yeah. I've noticed it does kind of, like, depend on the day for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm sure that goes kind of, like, with what I'm eating, too.
Yeah.
Like, if I have a really high protein breakfast, and, like, it's just pretty much straight protein, I feel more caffeinated because I don't have, like, that carb that soaks it up.
Yep.
Which is why I always have a carb in the morning. I also just find that I think I learned this with people with ADHD, you have carbs in the morning, it does kind of help regulate it a bit more for you to focus.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's why I have pancakes for my meal prep breakfast this week.
Interesting.
Protein pancakes.
Protein pancakes.
Yeah. Delish. I don't know what that was.
Protein pancakes.
Protein pancakes.
Protein pancakes.
God damn it, you're killing me.
I just really wanted to make a song out of it.
So this is how we drop our new EP.
Oh, fuck.
I know. The only other thing I really have on here is... Just a little rant sesh about boomers.
Boomers.
I'm just sick of it, man. Like, you go out with them, it's like, I can't believe people are tipping 20% nowadays. The restaurant should pay them. I don't need to pay them. Well, guess what? The restaurant's not paying them. And they're just trying to make a living. So tip your waiters. It's like, well, my glass was empty for, like, 2 minutes. Like, they have no empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for servers. And it's, like, the, like, instance I'm thinking of, there was a bartender and one server on the entire restaurant. And it's a big restaurant. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not gonna be done right away because they're running their asses off.
A lot of servers, like, they fucking work hard.
So hard. And they
just get shit on.
Yeah, and they have such shitty people to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I always first feel like they're having a bad day, right? And we've had shitty service before.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. But guess what? I'm still gonna tip them. Like, you have to really do something horrendous before I'm not gonna tip you.
Right.
And in minimum of 10, I always tip 20.
Yeah.
So that pissed me off. 2.
Fucking assholes.
2. If I hear one more time, your generation doesn't know how to work, I'm going to go off.
You know, they just like to lump everyone in together.
Right. Like, no. I know a lot of my generation and your generation that bust our butts.
Yeah.
And it's the older ones that are like, I don't have to do it because I'm older.
Yeah. I do know a lot in both all of the generations that don't work.
Yeah. That is true. I'm not denying it.
But it's every generation.
It's every generation. But we always get the shit being the younger generation. It's
just how they're raised.
Yeah.
It's kind of like everyone hates pit bulls because they're mean dogs, but really it's just how they're raised.
Have you met a fucking chihuahua? Those things are evil.
Dude, they suck.
Hate a chihuahua.
Our pit bull was the best dog ever.
I love pit bulls.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin had a rescue pit bull growing up, and there I was like, she's mean, be careful, she's mean, be careful. Well, her owners abused her, like her past owners.
Mm-hmm.
She was a sweetheart. She was scared of men, but, like, she always came up. She was always wagging her tail. The dog that they told me not to worry about was the one that tried to bite my fucking hand off.
Yeah.
For no reason, for me just standing there. And it's like, why are you warning me about one when it's your other dog that's a psycho? Come on.
When we had Bentley, when I was pregnant, if Andy and Maddox were, like, yelling at each other, he would stand 2 feet here, 2 feet here, over my stomach, and just look up the stairs, because they were normally yelling up in Maddox's room.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and there was one time where he, like, growled, and I'm like, dude, it's fine.
It's okay.
And he's just standing over top of me.
Yeah. What a good lovers.
I'm like, dude, you're the fucking best, you know?
I love cats, I love dogs, and I do love the protectiveness of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mike's parents' dog, Odie, the sweetest little chocolate lab in the world. He's such a love bug. But, like, if we're sitting there, if Mike, like, pokes me and I, like, shoo him off, Odie's there in Mike's face, like, barking at him. Now, he's an old man and he can't do anything.
But he's still trying.
He, and, like, if Dennis, like, pokes Kim, if Kim, even if she doesn't, if Kim goes, ow, Odie is there barking at Dennis. Leave mom alone.
I love that.
I love that. It's really...
Cats are convenient.
Dog. Yeah.
Like, for us especially, we're very spur-of-the-moment people.
Yep.
So to be able to give her food and, like, have her water fountain and shit, and she's set for a couple days...
I just also like cats for the... I'm like a cat myself. Where mm-hmm. people are like, but a cat doesn't want to cuddle with you 24/7. Ah, thank God.
My cat loves to cuddle.
Until she bitch slaps
me. Until she bitch slaps you. She forces her way into your arms and you snuggle her. You barely move and she...
Yes, that happened to me. Here.
Oh, that was so funny.
It was really funny. Because it didn't hurt at all. She just... Bah!
Yeah.
Right up there. Because I moved my arm a little bit to lay a card down.
Yep. How fucking dare you make her uncomfortable?
How dare I?
Yeah.
Disturb the queen.
The queen bee.
The queen bee stands for biatch.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
100%. But we love them anyways.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. It's like kids, right?
Yeah. I always love my kids. I don't always like them.
I think that's fair. Did you see Chapel Roan is under fire for her Call Her Daddy interview?
Uh-uh.
So I haven't watched it. From what the snip I saw, I think Alex was asking her about kids, and she's like, I can't think of having kids, because it's like parents nowadays, like all the parents that I know, like that are my age, are miserable. And everyone's like, how dare she say that? And she goes, my friends have young kids and they're miserable right now. Like, they love them, and she says that they love their kids, but they're miserable right
now. It's exhausting,
right? And everyone's like, how dare she say that? And I'm like, no, because I'm there.
Being a parent to young kids is fucking exhausting.
Right. And it's
I wouldn't say I'm miserable.
No, you're not.
But I'm not...
But I've met parents that are miserable.
Yeah.
Especially, like...
And that's okay.
It's a hard thing to raise little kids.
Yeah.
I look at the... And I go, I'm not there. None of that looks appealing to me at this stage of my life. And I'm, like, the same age as Chapel Row.
Yeah.
So, like, I related to her. Where it's like, no. No, it looks miserable.
And the only reason I was okay with it at your age...
Yeah.
Was because I had worked at a daycare with kids for 12 years.
Yeah. I babysat, like, 5 times my whole life.
Yeah.
Older kids. It's not my... I'm terrified of little kids. And, like, I'm a lot better than when we first met. Because you guys have desensitized me a lot. But it's still, like... Oh, my God. I don't know what to do. It's crying.
You know to yell at
my...
You know to yell at my kids.
I do. I do know to yell at your children.
Especially when they're fighting. I have to tell you, this is really funny. So, Waylon bought, like, that rug, like, runner rug.
Yes.
Last year at the garage sales. So proud of it. He had Harvey roll him up in it today.
Oh, no.
And then Harvey ran past him and smacked him in the face, knowing he couldn't chase it. And I was trying not to die laughing because it was, like, he knew he couldn't chase him.
Yep. He knew what he was doing.
And I had to try not to laugh and, like, send him to his room.
I think that's the other, like, thing for me. It's, like, I know I can yell at your kids, but it's, I'm trying not to laugh most of the time. Like, when you guys have to, like, send them to their room or time out or, like, give them a little lecture on, like, hey, this is why you can't hit your brother. Me and Mike are just sitting there, like... trying to hold the laughs in because it's so funny to us.
9 times out of 10, so am I.
I know, because I'll look at you and it's like, don't laugh.
Yeah. Like last time we filmed and Waylon had his little outburst, yep. We'll call it.
That's a good word.
And me and you were crying in the fucking kitchen.
Yeah.
I was going to say laundry room. Not the laundry room. Nope. The kitchen.
The kitchen.
And Andy held it together. I don't know how he fucking held that together.
He held it together till he came back and then he lost it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
You just got to hold it together for just a little bit and then you can lose it.
They're so funny when they're naughty. That's why I encourage it. I'll be the devil
They're
on their shoulders.
They're such jerks.
They are. They can roast like no other.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair, they have been listening to us, like,
For
as long as they can remember.
They're really into yo mama battles.
Which is so funny, having the same mom and having your yo mama battle.
Yeah. Him and, like, Harvey and Maddox will get into yo mama battle, and I'll be sitting right there, and Maddox will just... fucking roast Harvey hard, and I'll be like, I am right here.
Bro!
And Harvey will say something, and then he'll look at me, and I go,
okay.
Maddox can't say, she's right there.
Right.
I'm not gonna chime in and be like, bro! Whereas, like, if him and Waylon get into it, I'm like, hello?
I'm right here.
You guys are talking about the same person here.
Have the same mama.
Oh, those are always entertaining.
So entertaining. I started a new book series.
Did you ever get Alyssa's book?
No, I haven't gotten anything yet. Ma'am.
This bitch.
Send it.
I haven't started Courtney's yet because you haven't gotten Alyssa's yet.
That's fair.
And I'm in the middle of another one.
I just started. It's called Bear Town. And it's a hockey book that's an HBO Max series. It's not smut. It's like, I don't even know what to call it yet. So far, it's just a novel.
Okay.
And I heard it from, like, my coworker. She recommended I read the series. And she's like, I think it's just supposed to be a feel-good novel. The first sentence in this book, all of chapter 1, is he points the gun to his head. Bang. And then it goes off about a hockey town. And I'm like, how did, what, huh?
What happened here? What the fuck?
Yeah, and now it's just going off about a hockey team. A junior hockey team.
Huh.
Yeah, I think we're still in character development. I'm only like 15% done. But I'll keep up posted.
Interesting.
And it's a 3-book series, so.
I'm reading The Dark Kingdom.
I need to do that, too. I have so many books.
Well, you have until January to read it.
Okay, cool.
Because apparently it ties into Chaotic.
Yes,
or Chaos, whatever it is.
Yeah, because I saw, like, one spoiler that wasn't a huge spoiler, because it was just, like, what was her name, Jasmine?
Yeah, she's one of them.
Yeah, it was just being, like, oh, Jasmine's mentioned in the Dark Kingdom, and, like, she works with, like, this group, and I'm like, oh, that's not a spoiler, they say that in Chaos.
Yeah.
I do find that group really funny, where it'll be, like, Lord, spoiler, and it's not
a spoiler at all.
Do you know what a spoiler is? Because that ain't it, girl.
Yeah, no.
It'll just be like, I love Sin. That's not a spoiler.
Whose story are you spoiling here? You love Sin? Cool, me too.
Right? He's not even one that comes off as a dick.
No.
And honestly, the only one that starts off kind of like a dick is Tyson. But I love Tyson.
Yeah.
And I love Tyson from the first ones and how he's friends with his buddies and he has their back.
Yeah.
Got what you need, bro.
And then you read his and you're like, oh, this really pulls it all together and it makes sense and I love him.
Love him. Love Daddy Tyson.
Love Daddy Tyson.
He's a great one. They're all great, though.
Yes. Yeah. I really love Hayden.
I know. Me too. We talk about this every time. Ryan,
Sam. Yep.
They're all great. They're all a good time.
Yep. I agree.
I do find it surprising so many people skip Sabotage.
Yeah.
Like, it gives a good little context clues.
It does.
I like it.
I did too.
It's cool.
And it's short.
Yeah.
Fast read.
Well, and like, too, if you don't read Sabotage and you're reading the last two, there are things that tie it back to those characters. It's like, I mean, you don't have to, but it's nice to have that added context.
It pulls it in.
It pulls it all together.
Damn it!
Fuck!
I haven't gotten anything in Dark Kingdom that, like, ties together.
How many books is the Dark Kingdom?
I think it's 5 or 6.
Okay.
Not entirely sure. I'm on the second one.
That's fair.
The first one was good.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I like her books.
Yeah.
I bought a whole bundle of books for $20 off of Facebook Marketplace.
That's what you said.
Yeah, so it has The Hunger Games, which we already have those, but I'm going to give those to Allie so she can read them. Percy Jackson. I'm excited to read the Percy Jackson books.
I've never read those ones.
People compare them to Harry Potter.
Yeah, I've heard that they're like the same.
I do really like to read young adult books. Mm-hmm. Just for like the whimsy and the fun. Yeah. Oh gosh, what others? There's 2 loose books, and then there's like this 8 book series of shorts.
Okay.
The covers just looked cool, which is the main reason I bought them.
Yeah, fuck it, you know?
So yeah, I bought a whole, like, they packaged them up nicely for me in this like Lululemon bag, and Mike's like, did you get more books again? And I went, maybe? Possibly.
Don't ask me that question.
We may or may not need another bookshelf already.
That's fine.
It's fine.
Welcome.
Welcome. I got plenty of books to read.
Yeah. I don't have a bookshelf for my, like, physical books. But I have my Kindle.
Love that Kindle. It's so nice. I've been trying to use my walking pad more to just sit there and read my Kindle on the walking pad.
Yeah.
I really just need to bring it to the gym.
I was going
to
say, I thought about taking mine to the gym and using it, like, on the elliptical or
There's a lot of
the treadmill and...
People will do that and they'll bring the...
The clicker.
Yeah, the clicker. So you don't have to, like, reach up and do it, which is also a good idea.
I love my clicker.
I still need to get a little Kindle set up.
Yeah.
Because I want to put it on my bed, I think. Because, like, it doesn't really matter when I'm sitting on the couch. But
yeah.
I think on the bed it would be nicer.
I use my Kindle on the couch a lot more. Just because, really, the only time me and Andy get together is when everyone's asleep and we're in bed, like, watching a movie or something.
Yeah.
So I don't really read in bed.
Yeah. Me and Mike realized, so what night was that? I think it was Thursday night. Yeah, it was Thursday night, because I had, like, a raging headache in my back. Like, I fucked it up in the gym. And I was like, maybe we should just lay in bed and watch TV. We hadn't done that since I lived in the apartments over by, like, my old job, like, before we moved in together.
What?
Yeah. Because think about it. He was living with his parents.
Yeah.
And then I was living in the dorms when we met. So all we did was lay in bed and watch TV together. So when we finally got, like, adult places, and, like, we would sit in the living room at his parents, or, like, when I got that little apartment, we would, but, like, I didn't have a good couch, so we'd normally just end up in bed. So when we got our apartment, we're like, we have a couch in a living room that's all our own. So we've just been watching TV together in the living rooms.
I get it.
Yeah. And in the morning, I wake up first, and he comes to bed late, and I was like, I don't know why we don't do this more often. This is really nice.
This is amazing.
This is good shit.
Yeah, and then if you fall asleep, you don't have to get up and move.
Yeah, it was phenomenal, actually.
Yeah.
I just passed out, and I was like, this is great.
Yeah. Because Andy stays up later than I do.
I can see that.
I like my sleep. He can run on, like, no sleep and be okay. But I like my sleep.
I used to, and I could, I think if I get past this nightmarish stage. Yeah. And I could before. Like, there was that time last year where Andy would, like, message me to get my ass up every single morning, and I would. And I could, and I felt great doing it.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just not getting good sleep until, like, I'll wake up around, like, 4 a.m. or between 4 and 5, and then I can get, like, a good, like, hour or two after that, so then I'm not getting up early anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to get back to that eventually.
Just gotta fix your sleep pattern back again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From my soul, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. He can stay up watching movie after movie, and I fall asleep, like, halfway through one. So it's nice to not have to move.
Yeah. It's a great
job. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Hell yeah. Watched Anchorman last night.
What a classic.
It was so good.
What movie did we just watch? I don't even know.
Watch the movie The Life List on Netflix.
Is that the one with the chick and her mom doesn't leave her anything until she completes her list? I've been watching it on TikTok.
It's so good.
Is that a new movie? Is that an old movie?
I think it's new.
Because there is a movie just like it that I used to watch growing up that's a Hallmark movie.
Oh, really?
Yes, because that's what I thought it was. And then I was like, no, this is new. So now I, like, that or I'm just, like, fever dreamed this
movie. I mean, it could be a remake of it.
I don't think it's a remake, but it's, like, the exact same kind of vibe.
Okay.
But I'm gonna have to find that one, because I want to watch Life List, and then I want to remember what this older one was. If anyone remembers what that movie was, it was, like, the same concept. I don't remember if it was a dude or a guy.
A dude or a guy?
A dude or a girl. Who's, I think it was her dad that passed away, and this kid thought they would get all of it, because I don't know that they had siblings. And it was like, you don't get your inheritance until you do this, and they were watching these videos left by the parent. So it's very similar, I just don't think it's, like, the exact same.
See, and this chick has two brothers, and 90% of, like, the shit
Yeah.
went to her sister-in-laws.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. And her sister-in-law, it was put in the will that she had to fire her.
That was the part I saw on TikTok, and I was like, oh, what a bitch.
Yeah. Then the sister-in-law's like, well, I don't want to.
Don't make me do that.
I'm being fired from the grave? That's what she says.
I saw that, and I was like, oh, I should watch this. So yeah, maybe that'll be our next movie night. I watched,
I don't know that Michael gets super into it, but...
I'm surprised that man gets into, movie-wise. He's pretty open.
I was going to say, he's pretty open, but...
Yeah. Like, we watch Bridgerton together because he's obsessed with it.
That's funny.
It's so good.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you have to watch it. I don't know that Andy would get into it, but, like, it was one of those shows that Mike's like, this is stupid, I'm not watching it with you. And then he'd sit there on his laptop, and I'd catch him staring at the TV. I was like, okay. Like he's like, can we watch the rest of it together? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Me and Andy used to watch Grace together.
I've been watching so much Grace on TikTok, too.
Until he's, like, stirred... getting super sad every episode, and he's like, I'm fucking done here.
I don't know how people watch Grey's so much. Like, I cry watching the TikToks.
I need to get into this season. I was holding off because me and Allie normally watch it together.
Yeah.
But with her having a full-time job now, like, it's hard
to do it. And watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Mike watched Spirited Away together. It is a anime movie, but it's so cute and wholesome. I actually think your boys would love it.
Maybe.
It's like a classic, because it's like, it's not like your typical like anime, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it is really just a really cute cartoon
mm-hmm.
about like this little girl and her parents, and they get trapped in this magical land, and like she has to defeat like the evil queen type lady to get out, and it's super cute.
Interesting.
Super cute. And I'm sure people are going, you're just watching Spirit Away? Yeah, I finally watched it. I don't watch things very quick.
We watched, on Sunday, we were watching movies together.
Yeah.
And we watched the new Mufasa movie.
Ooh.
And Moana 2.
Still need to watch Moana 2.
It's good. It's cute. Songs aren't as good as the first one, but...
That's typical, I feel.
Yeah. But the best part is the boys weren't watching them with us. They were running around.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Andy really wanted to watch Moana too because he really likes Moana.
Who doesn't? Moana's like...
I mean, yeah. But it's his like real feel-good movie.
Love that. Such a wholesome guy when he wants to be.
When he wants to be. When he doesn't want to be a butthole.
I don't know how to be mean. Sir.
You have listened to yourself, right?
Sometimes.
I don't listen to him often.
Yeah. Why would I?
It's true.
Doesn't like Taylor Swift.
What true. On that note.
On that note. thanks for listening to this really
chaotic episode.
Hope you followed along. This is our brains constantly.
Hopefully you enjoyed our music.
I hope you did. Our new EP will be out April 31st. You can stream it on all platforms.
Good luck.
On that note.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.